And Navage makes it quick and easy. But more than anything, it helps you breathe better. Don't waste your time or money on products that are ineffective. Trust drug-free Navage for fast relief to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All year you sang, danced, and listened to your favorite artists in the free iHeartRadio app. Introducing iHeart Rewind 2023, presented by State Farm. A personalized experience featuring the music and podcasts that brought you joy in 2023 straight to your inbox. Plus, we're sharing what made your neighborhood move by highlighting the top artists, songs, and more in your home state. See the soundtrack to your neighborhood at iHeartRewind.com. Thanks for listening with iHeartRadio in 2023. And Happy New Year from us and our friends at State Farm.
Everyone is talking about healthcare these days. America spends twice that of other developed countries on our healthcare system, yet our health ranks near the bottom. How can we stop spending so much and getting so little? Shifting to a system based on primary care can help fix the problem. Patients with a primary care doctor live longer, healthier lives and are less likely to suffer from cancer, heart disease, or stroke. Primary care that is comprehensive and coordinated also saves money. Patients who have a primary care doctor spend 30% less on health care than patients who don't. States with a high number of primary care doctors have lower health care costs and higher quality care. Primary care can help make America healthy again. To learn more about the benefits of primary care, visit www.healthisprimary.org. This message is brought to you by America's Family Physicians.
From the Friendly Floors News Radio WCCF broadcast studio, located on US 41 just south of Conway, Port Charlotte.
News Radio WCCF is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now, number one for podcasting, WCCF is an iHeartRadio station.
Independent thought, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
This is the Chad Benson Show. My name is Craig Collins filling in. Chad is back after the holidays. So there is something that's getting a lot of coverage and will probably be getting a lot of coverage for the next, 24 hours or so, involving Nikki Haley. An answer she gave at a town hall the other night to a voter who asked her a fairly simple question about what started the Civil War. Now, I want to play unique audio. It's not the Nikki Haley audio. I can play that later. It's all over the place. But I actually want to play this. This is CNN and a couple of their talking heads somewhat defending Nikki Haley. And if you ever want to be worried about whether or not a politician you're supporting is actually on your side of the aisle or some way, shape, or form, at least being propped up, if not working with, the opposing side of the aisle, this might be a pretty good demonstration of that. Again, I'm not actually fully saying that I think Nikki Haley is working with Democrats, but the left-leaning media, a lot of the legacy media, they do love her way more than they should. They love to prop her up. They love to explain away some of her missteps and the accusations being made by Vivek Ramaswamy against her and how much she is tied to certain corporate organizations and whatnot. And it's interesting to me, again, because the more times you see the wrong side of the aisle come to your defense, the more you wonder why they're doing that if you're someone on the other side of the aisle. And it's not just, I think, to be middle of the road. Here we go.
No, it's not your average town hall question, but she did seem surprised by it. And the voter, as you could hear there, called her out for not mentioning slavery. What do you make of that answer?
Yeah, if I were her, that would have been pretty easy to just say that and move on. But it's also, I think, pretty clear that that voter was kind of trying to catch her and saying something that
super clear
would potentially make her less appealing to those independent voters in New Hampshire that she's going to rely on so heavily. So this was an easy question to answer. I wish she had answered it using the easy word, say slavery. There's a disagreement in our country about it. But ultimately, I don't think it's actually going to hurt her standing one way or another with Republicans.
Yeah, it's shocking. CNN thinks that she'll be just fine, that it's not a big deal to not say the word slavery when being asked a question about the Civil War. Again, that to me is the more damaging stuff. It's not the thing the politician actually says. It's the way that the rest of the media handles it that makes me wonder what is actually going on behind the scenes. Why would propping up Nikki Haley be beneficial to a lot of that media? Just simply to try to have more shots at Trump from people that are not named Joe Biden, that are not named the president of the country? What else could be going on there that causes that? I don't have good answers to those questions, but I do wonder about it. All right, moving on. Lauren Boebert is in the news. I talk about a firebrand on one side of the political aisle. Lauren Boebert actually made the list of some of the more shocking things to happen in 2023 when she went to Beetlejuice, made out with a dude a lot, I think, a guy that actually was a Democrat, which was kind of funny, and then actually also got kicked out of Beetlejuice the musical for some other stuff, not just the making out stuff. But anyway, she's going to be changing her district from the 4th to the 3rd in Colorado. That might not mean much to most of us who don't vote there, but it is very interesting because there have been a lot of stories recently about how much money is going to come after Lauren Boebert. And what I mean by that is how well-funded opposition was going to be to her running for election again, and how many people, even some on the conservative side of the aisle, at least as far as some of those organizations go, would like to see a different human take that role. The 4th District in Colorado is a district that has been represented by Democrats far more often than the 3rd District. I think the 3rd District has only had one Democratic representative for just one, cycle in the last however many years, quite a long time, 20 or more years. And yet on the other side, in the 3rd District, the 4th, the one she represents now, you've seen a lot more success with Democratic politicians and Democrats coming out and voting. So it seems to be a fairly beneficial move for Boebert, and moving into an area, she still may be contested by other conservatives, but moving into an area in which she's unlikely to see a significant challenge from a, well-funded Democrat. Some other things out there that I thought were interesting: people are complaining about robots in downtown Denver, in parking garages, asking if more are coming, asking what's kind of going on there. Two robots, I guess, are patrolling parts of certain garages and things in that area. They say they look like Star Wars robots or R2-D2, and they wonder about security or overall things that are being, kind of spied on. I'll be honest, I've seen a crap ton of security robots now at a few different events I was at. Some were run by some cops. Fourth of July event I went to had a couple around. One would give you water. You had to, hit a button, and it was supposed to eject the water. It ran out very fast. I don't know that I'm all that worried about these sort of things in the general public. However, I will say this, because there is a level of concern: how easily can these things be manipulated by people that we don't want them to be manipulated by? Yeah, hackers, anybody that's going to do something and change it. Because one of the biggest things that cybersecurity tells you, or tells me, at least one of the things I'm most familiar with, the reason that you're not more at risk of having more of your data stolen than what you volunteer online or, certain places you go where they can hack into it, is access locally to you. And if you have a device or something closer to you, it becomes easier to get within your phone, your, computer, whatever it might be. And these robots do seem like a valuable way for a bad actor to try to put certain technology inside it and have you ignore it. And then, case in point, also another one of the craziest stories of 2023, not just Boebert at the Beetlejuice musical, but the fact that China flew spy balloons over our country, and there were a bunch of conversations and debates about how close those balloons got to certain military locations within our country, and if China would be able to intercept or steal valuable information as the military goes. So for those reasons, again, tinfoil hattie, if that's what you want to call it, I am worried about the robot apocalypse, robots being everywhere, doing a lot of stuff for us, whether it's cleaning or monitoring a garage, and then eventually stealing a whole bunch of our information, et cetera, et cetera. Although we are seeing that all over the place as well. I thought it was funny. I had a conversation with a buddy of mine the other day about TikTok now asking some people for their iPhone password, or just a bunch of technology-related stories. And one of the things that was said to me, which I've heard a lot, and I'm sure you hear it a lot, is all my information is already out there. It's already stolen. A bunch of people have already taken it. What else is there left to take? The apathy toward protecting ourselves from that sort of attack, that sort of strike, whatever you want to call it, even from a military standpoint, if not from a personal standpoint, is sort of scary to me, to say the least. It seems as though we should probably care more and more about this as we see more and more of our information get stolen successfully. Not less, but that's just me. Another thing out there I saw, shifting gears to something lighthearted. Don't want to be too conspiracy theory all show long. 4,000 steps a day may be enough to prevent Alzheimer's disease, according to a brand new study out of California. Researchers in both the United States and Canada looked into what things need to be done to keep you as active and as sharp as possible. One of the studies I talked about just the other day involved having a dog, an active pet as you get older. But just being out there and walking is something that apparently helps a lot. People have long thought that the amount of steps per day you need is actually quite a bit higher than 4,000. But this study, and I love that it lowers the bar for me because that's always a good road to go, tells you that it doesn't need to be quite so significant, that you can do 4,000, as I said, and not 12,000 or 10 or whatever people say, in order to have basically the same amount of benefit as you do from the higher amount of steps. That's not all working out. Yes, there's other ways. Getting in better shape is better for you. But if it's just walking, if you're just walking around, there is a lessening effect of the value of it at a certain point. Now, one last thing that I kind of wanted to discuss before we take a break. I thought this was interesting. An article about a brand new movie that's going to be coming out that might not be very woke. MGM's acclaimed new movie, American Fiction, tells stories of African-American writers who jokingly pen books filled with certain stereotypes that's lauded as powerful to a lot of people. Some are saying that this is going to be an insanely woke movie. Others are going to saying it's going to be jarring because the jokes and things within it are actually going to some, the far left, prop up some of these stereotypes and ideas as they make fun of them. But here's what I thought was more captivating than anything about it. And it's still being created in Hollywood. It's still being created by people that are overwhelmingly of one political mind and not the other. But the idea that a lot of companies are seeing a benefit to at least pretending, if not actually behaving, less woke. This movie might be a tongue-in-cheek version of an attempt by Hollywood to pretend as though they don't have the ideals they do, but you are seeing more success. You're seeing a lot of independent success of people putting content out there in the world that are immediately and entirely flying in the face of what the last few years have seemed to be or seem to be leaning toward in the world of a lot of these entertainment places. So it is interesting. It's interesting that this is the movie that was chosen as sort of the deep dive conversation being had. I think the Daily Mail is the place that actually saw this. Whether or not it'll be insanely woke or the exact opposite of it is yet to be seen. I don't know anything about the movie. I'll judge it when it comes out, just like I guess you will. But if this finally demonstrates, and actually, you know what? The nerd in me will come out for a second. The MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and Disney as a company have sort of learned this lesson a few times recently now, that going overly woke, trying to incorporate things that are obvious to a lot of people, were put in there to appease people who are complaining about all kinds of stuff, have backfired. So does Hollywood eventually, much like maybe stand-up comedy or some other things have seemed, to reject stronger, harder, and more out in the open some of these ideals that are getting them less and less financial value for the things they're creating? We'll see. I don't think that that's necessarily true. The article in the Daily Mail is trying to make that argument. I think there's a very high likelihood that the ideals will remain almost entirely the same, but some level of difference would at least be a welcome sign, a welcome change to many of us, as long as they're not essentially pandering to the absolute other side of the aisle and doing it in a way where you can still tell it's not genuine. But we'll see. A quick break, a lot more. Craig Collins filling in on the Chad Benson Show.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path.
Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal from Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals, every bite is guaranteed perfect. For a limited time, get 50% off site-wide during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. Stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off incredible steaks, like their legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon. Every purchase is delivered straight to your door and is backed by the Omaha Steaks unconditional money-back guarantee. Plus, when you go to omahasteaks.com and use code Benson at checkout, you get an extra $30 off your order. Start the new year off right and warm up your winter with tender steaks and hearty home-cooked favorites from Omaha Steaks. All 50% off during their end-of-season event. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code Benson at checkout to get an extra $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com, code Benson. omahasteaks.com, use code Benson. That's omahasteaks.com, code Benson. Minimum purchase may apply. omahasteaks.com, code Benson.
Hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. It was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, thank you. Now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Before sending your child off to collect six figures in debt at the age of 18, remember to make sure that school isn't another woke hedge fund corporation. Elite universities have gone from places of excellence to places of political and social engineering. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Nazi terrorist that is a male. Is that what you're telling me right now?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Hitler?
Who's Hitler?
Vaccines work, but only the Chad Benson Show is 100% effective against stupidity.
Do you know what D-Day is? D-Day.
The person God, Karen, you're so stupid.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and wherever you find your favorite woke-free podcast.
Stop.
is the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. A bunch of stuff to talk about. First, I thought this was interesting. New Year's Eve in Times Square. It's something that you may have never done in your life, or you may have done. I've done it a few times. I did it a lot when I was a kid, living in Jersey on the East Coast. Uniquely expensive, though, unsurprising to say this to you. If you want a table at Applebee's, which is, I assume, very much sold out at this point, it was going to run you $650. If you want fancier experience, maybe at one of the hotels, price is going to be about $12,000 for a luxury package for a couple. All kinds of prices. Or you do the other thing where you just cram in to Times Square somewhere with everybody else elbowing you in the face the whole time. You say you're doing this because you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to have a great time. You're going to wind up wanting to go to the bathroom more than you've ever wanted to go to the bathroom before. And eventually you're going to leave. And you're not going to feel like you need to do it again the following year because this is very humbugging, this experience. You just watch it on TV. It'll be fine. You don't have to be so aggressive about it. There are websites, though, you can go to if you want to book your New Year's Eve ball drop experience. Kind of like the way I just phrased that. Balldrop.com is the website, or newyears.com is another one where you can find information on what to do and how to do it and how to spend $650 at an Applebee's and not get anywhere near as drunk as you should be getting if you spend $650 at an Applebee's on not New Year's Eve and not in Times Square. All right. Another thing out there that I like a lot, this is apparently making the rounds in an unusual way on Reddit, which I could probably say about a lot of stories too. But so a makeup slash whatever these stores are called, Sephora, put out a brand new body lotion. Here's the weird thing. The body lotion is uniquely popular with people who love spiders. This feels weird. It's going to keep going. Apparently, people believe that this lotion made not to do this, but accidentally, I guess, doing this, this body butter, attracts spiders. So people online have been talking about how not only are they putting it around in parts of their house, some people are covering themselves in the $22 a bottle cream in order to see if they can attract spiders onto their person. Specifically, a wolf spider has been mentioned as one that is uniquely sort of attracted to this. I don't know that we have a lot of those in certain places in the United States, and I don't know how dangerous these spiders are. But spider lovers are sharing a very weird, very unique, very confusing thing that they're telling you to try out, telling you to do if you also love spiders, that very few of us are going to do. Sephora probably doesn't care, by the way. They're selling out in their product, and it's going viral online. But the people coming in and buying that product are probably very different from the typical customer at, say, a store like that. I'm just guessing. I'm just assuming it's a dude who comes in and asks for, like, 14 bottles of this stuff, and you feel very uncomfortable the whole time as he's buying it, you're selling it, et cetera, et cetera. I saw this story. I thought this was funny. Actually, too. People doing crazy stuff out there in the world things. First, a guy in Florida, he broke into somebody's house and he faces charges, even though the door isn't locked, so he kind of just went in. He stole the ingredients to make a screwdriver. He took vodka and orange juice from the house and then left. That's all he took. He took a glass, a bottle of vodka, and a Florida's natural orange juice. The victim told deputies that the door used to be the door that was used was a secondary door that's not often locked, and the person who went inside the home, although he doesn't know him, might have had some familiarity with it, whatever that may be. The sheriff's office said that this is a crime. You're going to get in trouble. A deputy said the total theft was about $35 in screwdriver ingredients, and that it's going to cause this guy to have a lot of legal hassles for quite some time. He's been charged with burglary of a dwelling place, petty theft, et cetera, et cetera. You don't need a drink that bad, people. And if you do, a screwdriver is a fine drink, but there's other options. You can go other ways. I guess I would assume if you're breaking into my house and just taking liquor, you're just doing it neat. You're just taking it straight. No rocks, no nothing. Just a box of or a bottle of vodka and you. But I guess I'm wrong. You got to take a mixer when you go into somebody else's house. One last one. This is also a crazy person out there in the world. A dude in Australia in Sydney. I was caught on video in a bizarre road rage incident. The guy's driving a fancy convertible. He's blocked in by somebody else and freaking out about it, yelling at him. And at some point, even though the guy's not in really good shape, he just takes his shirt off.
He goes full Matthew McConaughey and just rips the shirt off as he's continuing to argue and yell at people about how they've blocked in his red convertible. I love every part of this story because I don't understand why people lose clothing as they do things that are more and more aggressive in our world, but a lot of people do it. A lot of people commit crimes and halfway through the crime choose to be naked. Halfway through the crime, choose to do stuff like this, or just in general rage. I don't know if it's meant to intimidate me more. I will tell you, somebody being surprisingly naked is more intimidating than somebody having all their clothes on, even if they're not built, because I don't want to interact with you. I don't want to be around somebody who's not exactly all closed up the way they're supposed to be. Man, I wanted to make dirtier jokes, and I didn't. I resisted it. Don't want to get in trouble in the show. All right, quick break. A lot more in a bit. Keep your clothes on, people. Greg Collins filling in on the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
With so many mesothelioma lawyers, how do you choose the right firm for you and your family? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and here's my advice to you. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. Last year alone, our team recovered over $1 billion for our clients. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call us now, as the time to file a claim may be limited.
Call 800-602-2200. That's 800-602-2200. Call now.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
We're News Radio 1580 AM WCCF Punta Gorda and FM 100.9 W265 EA Punta Gorda.
One last name in Maine. I'm John Saucier, Fox News. The Secretary of State in Maine has taken former President Donald Trump off of her state's Republican primary ballot. In a statement, Shayna Bellows concluded that a false narrative was used to spark the Capitol riot January 6, 2021. The Trump campaign says it will file an appellate challenge. And it comes after Colorado's earlier ruling. But today, Colorado Secretary of State announced that Trump will, in fact, be included on their primary ballot.
If President Biden thought he would not be facing Donald Trump on the ballot in Colorado, he might have to think again. The Colorado Republican Party appealed a ruling by the state's highest court that determined the former president was ineligible after allegedly engaging in insurrection during the 2020 election and the January 6th Capitol riot. Both sides now want the U.S. Supreme Court to decide the constitutional questions and quickly ahead of the March 5th Super Tuesday primaries when Coloradans go to vote. For now, Trump remains on the ballot. Traveling with the president in St. Croix, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Lucas, thank you. Well, top-ranking Biden administration officials wrapping up a visit to Mexico to meet with President Obrador, discussing the ongoing influx of migrants crossing the southern border. Here's Fox's Grady Trimble.
The Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas called that meeting very productive, but we didn't really get any specifics from him or Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The details we're getting are from Mexico. Its President Obrador this morning said the two sides agreed to open rail crossings at the border that had been closed because of the surge of migrants. He says fentanyl, a critical issue for the U.S., barely came up. And in the meantime, Democratic mayors in New York, Chicago, and Denver are calling on the Biden administration to do more to help them deal with the influx of migrants in their cities.
America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox
News Podcast Network. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. And with the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Another American hostage confirmed dead as the fighting in Gaza continues. We have Fox's Trey Yinks with more out of Tel Aviv.
Judy Weinstein was in the small community of Neir Oz on October 7th along the Gaza border when that attack took place. Just last week, Hamas announced her husband was dead, and today her community announcing that she died as well, was killed by Hamas on that dreadful morning. And it's yet another reminder of why Israeli forces are inside Gaza. They say they have two goals: to look for the remaining hostages and to go after Hamas leadership. 167 Israeli soldiers have been killed since the ground operation began. That number is expected to rise as Israeli forces push deeper into central and southern Gaza.
French President Emmanuel Macron is calling on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to slow his military campaign and work towards striking a ceasefire in the region. Netanyahu, though, has frequently denied the possibility of a long-lasting ceasefire, saying they plan to dismantle Hamas entirely. The U.S. Defense Secretary says the ability of new independent lawyers to prosecute service members for violent crimes is the most important reform to our military justice system in over 70 years. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Under a new law passed by Congress, independent lawyers can now prosecute service members for crimes including murder, rape, and domestic violence, taking the power of prosecutorial decisions away from commanders. This law was implemented after years of pressuring Congress over growing reports of sexual assault and harassment within the military. These trial counsels, who can make independent decisions to prosecute, will be based in the U.S. and around the world, with more attorneys located near bases where there are more service members and more crime. The Army will get 65 trial counsels. The Air Force has 40, Marines will get 33, and the Navy will have 24. Officials say they expect each trial counsel to handle as many as 50 investigations a year. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm John Sauthier. This is Fox News.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Donate to your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
This weather report, powered by Kobe Complete Heating and Cooling, providing complete service for all your heating and cooling needs. Log on to KobeComplete.com. That's KobeComplete.com, and we'll be right over.
We head into Thursday evening with partly cloudy skies, low temperature dropping to 57. South-southwest winds will be shifting more northwest after midnight. Rain chances 20% into the evening and overnight hours. Partly sunny skies to start your Friday morning, and tomorrow's high temperature near 67. With your weather update, I'm Steve Foster.
Independent thought, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
This is the Chad Benson Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. Bunch of stuff to talk about. Ongoing conflict in the Middle East and fears that those tensions will grow beyond just, say, Israel and Hamas or Israel and Gaza, Palestine, that Iran will wind up wanting to be more involved, and that the United States would thus be more involved. There are military members from our country who have been put in harm's way. Three service members were hurt in a drone strike that was backed by Iran militants. Here is what Lindsey Graham said today on Fox News about what we should do in response to this. I'm sure that a lot of people will say, well, don't do that exactly. But some version of even speaking like this, if not taking a much more significant approach in the amount of strikes we, throw back at our enemies, is something that's important and missing within the current administration. Here we go.
I've been saying for 6 months now, hit Iran. They have oil fields out in the open. They have the Revolutionary Guard headquarters you can see from space. Blow it off the map.
Blow it off the map. Get rid of Iran entirely. Even saying that as people actually in charge of our military, as opposed to actually doing it, is something that could be a valuable deterrent, and it is missing. Lindsey Graham, who I know gets criticized by a lot of people, still says something that I think at least could be used, even in different terms, by the powers that be, by the person in charge, the president of our military, the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief of our military, and yet there's no scenario at all where I think those words would be spoken, or even more importantly, believed by those that are demonstrating more and more how significant of enemies to this country they are. All right. I want to play something that I've talked about a lot in the last couple hours. I want to actually play the audio of Nikki Haley saying the thing that's going viral and people are discussing it. And then I'm going to play her response to it, which actually aired, I think, on CNN and some other places. But first and foremost, she's at a town hall. This is last night. She's asked a question from somebody in the audience that you would assume, for anyone with a very simplistic understanding of the history of our country, is easy. It's an easy one to answer. Very simple words can be used. But politics are what they are. People are afraid of being trapped. People are afraid of losing, you know, support from any one group. So instead, it seems that this answer was given in a very messy way. Here we go.
Please, what was the cause of the United States Civil War?
Well, don't.
I got to be honest. Wait, I'm going to stop it right there. The amount of heavy breathing into the microphone is demonstrating she's way more nervous than she should be.
Come with an easy question or anything. I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run.
Huh?
The freedoms and what people could and couldn't do.
What?
What do you think the cause of the Civil War was?
By the way, it might be hard to hear the second part of this. I can jump ahead a little bit. He says, I'm not the one running for president. I'm not the one that's trying to decide what should and shouldn't be, you know, the answers to these questions. That's on you.
I'm sorry? I mean, I think it always comes down to the role of government. We need to have capitalism. We need to have economic freedom. We need to make sure that we do all things so that individuals have the liberties so that they can have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to do or be anything they want to be without.
Yeah, but what about that whole, slavery thing? That was a disagreement here in our country during the Civil War. She has now corrected her statement. Here's what she said today in response to the controversy surrounding her answer yesterday.
War was about slavery. We know that. That's the easy part of it. What I was saying was, what does it mean to us today? What it means to us today is about freedom. That's what that was all about. It was about individual freedom. It was about economic freedom. It was about individual rights. Our goal is to make sure, no, we never go back to the stain of slavery, but what's the lesson in all of that?
Yeah, there you go. Double down, more so than not, on a lot of those comments while saying, of course it was about slavery. Of course that was a part of the issue. What's interesting is the side of the aisle that's leaping to the defense of Haley is the side of the aisle that she's running against, more so than those who are upset with that answer or criticizing her for it, which is the side of the aisle that she's claiming to be running for. Anyway, I just think it's very interesting. It's all over the news, of course. You'll probably hear it multiple times as well. It was an easy question. And sometimes I think politicians just get tripped up. I even will say this about our current vice president, and I know it might not be a popular take, but the woman wasn't completely devoid of even, you know, semi-intelligent thoughts before she became the vice president. She had sometimes, as attorney general or a person who actually fought cases in law rooms, or just someone who walked around the world as a human, was capable of saying things much better than the way she speaks today, much more articulate than the way she speaks today, especially when she was fighting against Biden in their primary race. And so it's amazing to watch her fall into this, version of herself that is like a fortune cookie written by a drunk person. Because right now, Kamala Harris, when she says things, it seems like the kind of thing that you would read in a fortune cookie, but not understand at all because you don't know why anyone put it there in the first place. It's a bunch of nothingness. it seems like you open the microphone with the intent on saying as little as possible. And I think a lot of politicians fall into this trap or hide their true opinions or whatever they're doing behind the scenes from us. And Nikki Haley feels like she's one of those people at certain times, especially when you struggle to answer a question about what caused the Civil War because you're as weary of being trapped into some sort of negative version of an answer as you are of just saying the simple thing, the historical thing that I'm assuming she knew. I'm guessing she knew about that. I'm assuming that she's not like that level of unintelligent. I'm going to give her some grace here, but instead just doing something that is, again, overly protective of your speech and thus making you sound like a moron. All right, one last thing I want to play, and this is a good example of some of the stuff I'm complaining about in the world today. This has gone viral of a comedian performing, I think on one of the late night shows. The comedian is, as you'll hear, a person who identifies within the LGBTQ community. I'm sure that by playing this and making fun of aspects of this, somebody somewhere will say I'm hateful in some sort of way. And I promise you I'm not. I want to throw this one thing out there. If you want to be a comedian, anything, I think, in this world, a broadcaster, whatever it is, I think one of the goals is you want to be likable. And one of the least likable things you can do is complain about a whole bunch of stuff going on in your life or issues you've had when you first meet people, when you're first getting to connect with people. Complaining about politics, complaining about the world we live in, that's fine. That's water cooler conversation. That's all it's being together. This comedian seemed to have an agenda from jump that really was about setting the record straight for himself or his experience in life and attacking those people who hurt him at other times. Because darn it, he's got a microphone now and he's standing on a television set. It's very odd and certainly not very funny. Here we go.
I'm Leo. A bit about me. I'm a comedian. Yuck. But a lot of the time when people ask me what I do, I actually like to describe myself as an activist. Because I genuinely do think they're not going to check. So...
No, I'll probably just believe you if you say that to me.
I'm also queer. Thank you. For people at home, that's what shock sounds like. I am queer, specifically bisexual, and what that means for me is that I am 90% gay and 10% absolutely committed to proving my 8th grade bullies wrong. I will not let them win.
Okay, I got to be honest. If you're 40 seconds into your set and you're joking about your 8th grade bullies and how you want to defeat them, I feel like there's some other issues going on there. And it's fine. I'm not criticizing if you want to make jokes about any topic at any way, shape, or form. You just got to be funny. The thing is, you have to be amusing and you have to not seem like you have a gigantic chip on your shoulder the entire time you're performing in front of people, which feels very much to be the case here. But the simple question being asked with this small piece of audio from this performance is, what has stand-up comedy or late-night comedy performances become? Because there's so much pandering to the audience, assuming that they're going to cheer for him when he says he's LGBTQ or when he says he's this or says he's that. And I'm more interested in when he's going to make jokes that are funny. I don't care about that stuff. I care about you saying things that are amusing. And if you don't do that, not going to be a big fan. All right, quick break, a lot more. Greg Collins filling in on the Chad Benson Show.
Merry Christmas from MyPillow. Now, just in time for the gifting season, MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Rejuvenate your bed with Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. And each set of pillowcases is only $9.98. Get cozy on a new MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. Then cover your bed with huge savings on blankets, duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All available in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. Get your shopping done while quantity flash. Plus, MyPillow is extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2024, making them the perfect